I am going to do right now is invite Samantha Salas up. Where is she at? There she is. Samantha recently went to Japan for 3 weeks with CBU, and she's going to share with us a little bit about what took place.
Hi, I'm Samantha. Like Phil said, I went to Japan for 3 weeks. I just came back, and I just kind of wanted to share with you guys a little bit of what I did there. First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers and support. They actually really made a difference. I went to Japan, and I got to work with university students and high school students, as well as kindergartners, mainly teaching English or having cultural connections with people. That's kind of how we got them in the front door, and then we got to talk to them about who God is and what they've done, what He's done in our lives. And that was really amazing. I also got to share my testimony with homeless people and got to hear it translated into Japanese, and that was amazing and life-changing, and just to see people's faces and get to talk to them personally about what God has done in my life. I just wanted to share a couple prayer requests with you guys for Japan, because one of the biggest things I learned over my trip is that Japan needs prayer. God's doing amazing things there with the field workers, but it's not possible without people here supporting them and praying for them. So if you guys could pray for the field workers that are there, who are constantly in their lives trying to teach these Japanese people about who God is, and it's a very dark place, and so that the light of Christ can shine there, and that they would find hope in those places that seem hopeless, and just for the children and the younger generation, that they would get to see Him, because that's where the nation will grow. And so if you guys could be praying for that, that would be amazing. And yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you got a chance to go, and I do want to take a moment to pray with you. You know, she mentioned that Japan's a dark place, and I know we've talked to you over the last year and a half or so a lot about Japan, but one of the things that I would like to highlight is it's a place where there is political freedom, pretty much, but it's a place where emotionally there's almost no freedom at all. People are expected to act a certain way, they toe the line, they don't ever break out of that. It's one of the reasons why it's so hard for the gospel to penetrate there, because people are locked in, very locked in, to the way things are done, and there's really no escape from it. At least they don't see it. And so when we pray for them, I do want to pray that the Lord will open eyes, soften hearts, bring people to faith in a really tremendous way, so that from their own culture, they'll be able to share with those who are there. But I want to pray for Sam too, so why don't we bow together and do just that. Lord, I thank you for Samantha. I thank you, Lord, for the courage she showed in choosing to go to Japan. I know, Lord, it was a big deal for her to be out of the country and to be in a different culture and to really have to rely on you. So I thank you, Lord, for the way that you showed up for her, for the way that you gave her opportunity to touch lives even where the language was difficult. And I thank you, Lord, for the way you touched her life. And I do pray that she will continue to grow and reflect on the things that you taught her there, and that they will have a lasting impact in her life, just as the work she did there will have a lasting impact in the lives of those she touched. And Lord, we continue to pray for Japan, and we continue to ask God that you would pour out your spirit on that place, that we would see millions and millions of people come to know you, and not just to know you in sort of an elementary faith, but to come to know you in reality, personally, so that their lives might be transformed and that they might transform that nation into a nation who loves you. So Lord, we give them to you, I give Sam to you, and I ask God that you would bring about all this for your kingdom, in Jesus' name.